AM at W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. Exit Tim Scott. The South Carolina senator says he is suspending his Republican presidential campaign. He quoted scripture on Fox News a short time ago.
Romans 8:28, such an important scripture. It says that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. I think the message is clear for me right now.
Scott pushes the pause button just days after the third presidential debate and with former President Trump holding a lock on the lead. Scott says he has no intentions of endorsing another candidate. One of those, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who's the first Republican presidential hopeful to take a firsthand look at Israel since the Hamas attack.
You need to stand absolutely shoulder to shoulder with Israel. No daylight between the American people and the people of Israel.
CBS News has learned President Biden's top Middle East advisor, Brett McGurk, is heading to Israel this week to lend a hand in what's described as complicated hostage diplomacy. We've learned one of the Americans being held by Hamas is just 3 years old. The safe exit of babies and other vulnerable civilians from Gaza's largest hospital remains a work in progress. CBS's Deborah Pata.
Already, at least three babies relying on incubators have died after the power ran out. The medical staff want guarantees that the nearly 600 patients still inside can be safely evacuated. The Israeli military has kept up its drumbeat of accusations. Hamas, it says, is using the hospital as an operating base, a charge the group denies.
The clock is ticking as Congress gets back to work this week with the latest partial government shutdown deadline set for Friday. CBS's Natalie Brand says House Speaker Johnson floated a two-part stopgap funding plan over the weekend, but it remains to be seen if he has any takers.
Any plan will require compromise with the Democratic-led Senate.
I don't like what the House is talking about, but I'm willing to listen.
While the politics play out, the American Federation of Government Employees says its members are once again on notice and on edge.
They've got families to support. They've got kids to support. The holidays are coming up. Cold weather's coming up.
Officials in Southern California are advocating folks to work from home tomorrow and stay off I-10. Engineering crews are working to figure out the extent of the damage a fire caused to a portion of the freeway near downtown Los Angeles. Mayor Karen Bass.
We're also hoping for downtown businesses to join us and lean in on work from home policies to help alleviate traffic.
8 acres have burned there. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. And I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 33 overnight under clear skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 54, lows around 32 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday. Dom coming in hot.
Hey, Crudy, happy Friday to you.
Buddy, both traveling to arrive here at the WAUK studios. Thank you to Anya and our buddy Nate for accommodating. You know, it takes a village to raise this little show.
Yes, it does.
Dom, field tripping today.
Yeah, man, doing the hard work, Crudy. Showing up. That's hard sometimes.
I did show up.
Yes. Got to show up. Before anything happens, you got to show up.
If you don't show up,
Yeah. You
don't get to see the news being made. And I hate to say it, but I'd like to acknowledge it. I did not force these two fine Republican standard bearers from the great state of Wisconsin. They were U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and also Brian Stile. But it wasn't just them. It was men. I didn't see any women. The men of law enforcement, the sheriff of Walworth County, the undersheriff of Walworth County, the sheriff of Racine County.
Oh, that guy. He's a constitutional sheriff guy.
He was there. He was on the panel. And I think another adjacent county. Chief of police, Whitewater. And the topic, illegal immigration, the crime, the rampant crime. And at one point, I got to point out this fine young journalist, she said, now these visual aids you guys have behind you, what do they represent? And it was U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Brian Stile. First time I'd ever met him. And they turned to the men, because there were no women, but the men in law enforcement, the Whitewater chief of police said, I don't know precisely, because it was like, It was like a scale. It was like Scott Walker doing a Venn diagram.
Terrible. It was a bad.
The graph being utilized didn't have any metrics on it. Just more than there used to be. But what were the metrics? Like steel underwear
and profit. What's step two?
They were very sketch, at least to the public. They had a roundtable at 12:45 behind closed doors, Tom. I, a fine journalist, was not allowed. Maybe there was a woman of law enforcement behind closed doors, Tom, but not where we were, not in the room in Whitewater at the municipal building.
So there was no legend to describe what you were seeing, what the comparisons were on the X and the Y axis.
No, none of that. And the other one was just a picture of a shed, and it, you know, sort of a little shanty shed. And it's like, well, the guy said, well, that's a representation of our housing crisis. And I'm not trying to diminish the importance of these issues, certainly to the locals. This is a big deal. And they're dealing with the issues. And I'll describe them with less of a smirk on my face in just a minute. But
I don't know if I believe you.
It was the shed quality. It was like a hunting shed, right? And some immigrant Latino family had taken up residence. I think that was the implication here. And it was like a father, a mother and a child living in a 10 by 10 shed. And I'm thinking, I know guys that live in worse accommodations than that, at least during deer hunting. That's coming up soon.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, was it plumbed? Was it heated? Probably not. I have lived in the rural South, though, and I'm telling you, people live in worse. But I wasn't sure why it needed to be there as a visual aid. And there was sort of this open borders conversation. And, you know, when you're a room full of law enforcement and two Republican, you know, big shots, federal electeds.
And all white dudes?
Yes.
Okay.
Couple of crew cuts. You know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All your stereotypes, they're all true in this
Check case. Those boxes.
Yes, they're the law enforcement. And I'm not diminishing this, but I wasn't clear because when they came out from behind the closed doors, the only thing I heard was it costs more for interpreters. Like I'm giving you an honest takeaway. They're spending more money on interpreters. And apparently there are linguistical differences in the Spanish language as it's spoken.
Sure.
And their Mexican interpreters are no longer able to keep up with some of these Spanish language needs. And they're
breaking, from Guatemala and a different part of that country Guatemala, versus more, Honduras more like or
South America.
Oh, South America. Okay,
Venezuela,
gotcha.
I think was mentioned. The greatest concern, the drug trade. And they mentioned cocaine and fentanyl. Those were the two drugs. And the only standard I heard, the only metrics that were actually presented that I could tell, $250,000 from the Whitewater community over 4 months, that was the time metric, had been sent back to the cartel, one must assume, through retail trade, illicit trade, black market trade of these drugs, and the money being funneled back, according to the cops, local chief, etc. And I'm like, so that's like 60 grand a month, community of 14,000. So, you know, they've got a drug problem, just like everywhere else in America. And no one there in that panel, Tom, would plausibly consider ever legalization or something other than, you know, making even weed legal. They mentioned it. The cop's like, you know, our biggest problem used to be weed. It's like, now we got fentanyl and cocaine and stuff. And I'm thinking in my mind, Dom, you know, being the man that I am, it is literally 27 miles to a dispensary at exit number one in Illinois. The weed's legal 27 minutes away. And you're experiencing this tremendous drug trade, which you attribute to the cartels, but you're telling me the immigrants are coming from South America and you're having linguistical troubles, and therefore you've blown your local municipal budgets. And these are real needs, man.
Yes, sure, sure.
These are real things. I believe all that. But that was it. That was, and it was Ron and it was Brian Style. My first meeting with young Brian Style. Sharp dressed man. Handsome young guy. If you were to go to Central Casting and say, get me a congressman, Brian Style would be one of the actors presented.
What? What am I? Chopped liver over here? Come on.
Oh,
really?
Way too short. Oh, relative to this guy?
Come on.
He's a strapping 6'3", 6'4".
Let's not forget the Racine County Sheriff, Schmalling, I believe his name. He is one of those constitutional type sheriffs who believes that, you know, basically they
have. Let's make sure it's the same guy. Blue uniform, kind of round, wearing a badge. That guy.
And when weed became legal in the state of Illinois, he was out there in the forefront saying, hey. You know, don't be bringing that through my county. We'll be pulling you over. I mean, like, very, very, very anti-weedy, this guy.
Yes.
Yes. So
many of the police.
Are. So, yeah. So no consideration of the legalization of it and treating perhaps addiction as it is a health issue, not a criminal issue. People do things in certain states. None of it was discussed.
Everything came through the prison.
And of course, the tax revenue that could be derived from legalization could help offset some of the money that they're spending on, you know, interpreters.
None of that was
discussed. No, okay.
It was the scourge of illegal immigration that brought the drugs. And why Whitewater? Apparently they had adequate housing and jobs. So
college towns, you know, I'm from personal experience, I've come to discover that you know, college towns are places where you can get drugs. You know, there's a lot of young people and maybe some extra money from funding for the schools, from the grants and whatnot. And, you know, you go out and you get a little bit. There's a market there, let's call it, perhaps.
Hey, I don't want you walking down memory lane here, Dom.
I'm just saying.
Entrepreneurial spirit that you were.
I'm just saying it's not new. You know what I mean?
No, that was back when they just had a problem with the weed.
Yeah, that nasty brick weed.
Well, and there is legitimately a problem with this fentanyl, with the cocaine and sure. the different things. So looking for answers, right? And looking, obviously, to make a little news if we can. and you know, I had one question in the back of my mind. Hey, Senator, you appeared recently on the Foxy News with the Maria Bartiromo. Because, you know, I hear Brian Stell continue, oh, we don't know who they are. These people coming in, we don't know who they are. And I'm like, remember those really important people doing the conspiracies? Ron, who are the people or whom?
Who
are the conspiracies? Any of them.
Being orchestrated by the elites, by a very few group of elite, a few members of the elites.
But many of the panelists were armed. I chose not to go that route.
Okay. Oh, so you, okay, we didn't go there. Okay.
But Jim, the cameraman from WISC3, who happens to be a friend of the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jim.
Why? Because he listens to us, Dom, and he likes us. He's told me, I'm a fan. So we were having a little small talk before the electeds came in. And Jim really started framing it up. At one point, I'll bring you a little sound I had with Congressman Stell. First time I ever asked him a question. And he had talked about sort of framing this immigration through the funding of Ukraine. Like, we're going to tie these things together.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
But Stile didn't say that directly. It was just alluded to. But Jim picked up on it. Jim being a fine journalist. Probably the best one in the room, sadly.
Including
like,
you.
Like, he's a seasoned guy.
Yeah,
he's
for been sure. Been around a long time.
Many, many press conferences.
Yes,
And Jim, you know, Jim kind of cracked on him. Like, framed it in a total, like, are you telling me that your wants and needs to build a wall is more important than funding, what, a wall trying to hold back the aggression of Russia and Putin and Ukraine? And when we come back, I'll tell you what news was made. But Jim was the journalist. And Jim gave the old, tell me the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Keep at him, Jim.
And eventually, Ron admitted to the code red. We're the Devil's Advocates. Eric Grievance is crudy, ill-prepared because I was doing a field trip. I'll tell you all about it.
You can't handle the truth.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. And I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. We're airing the grievances, as our custom, on Fridays. You can join us 844-967-2789.
So, Jim, the camera guy over at Channel 3, he was the guy that got U.S. Senator Ron Johnson to admit on the record what Brian Stile would only allude to, you know, say in this breath and then say something else in this breath. But, you know, is what you're saying, Jim. I'm paraphrasing, Jim. Actually, we've got a little of this sound. And playing this off my little handheld, so it might not be perfect, but work with us. If you've got this one, Nate, I'm going to pull up the WISC cameraman, Jim, question and response. Because Jim, continue to push, and I think we'll probably hear from Jim once, but Jim asked the question like three times. Like, he really started hammering him.
Like Stephanopoulos, man.
And I'm thinking, yeah, go, Jim. You go play. And I'll tell one little secret, Tom. I was trying to play kind of nice because I'd never met the congressman, Brian Stile, and I'd never met his staffer, Siobhan, I think her name, a lovely young lady. And I would like them to be responsive the next time I email them, because I pointed out the last time I emailed, you guys didn't respond. The last time I invited the congressman on for a little exclusive, because we play on WRJN, that's in the first.
That's right in the backyard, baby.
We got the big beast of the East, WAUK. We're in the studios right now. You can hear us in the district, sir. Well, Siobhan, I'm speaking, you know, the royal sir in this case.
Of course, and very polite and very crude with the dimples, I'm sure.
Let's talk about Jim. Jim. Oh, by the way, Siobhan said, I've only been there a month and a half. I'm like, well, they probably blew me off longer ago than that. So we're fresh start.
Yes.
Turning the page.
Absolutely. Here we go.
And we'll see how it goes. Because I had a few questions.
We'll see.
And we'll get to Crudy's questions. But let's start with Jim's question. Cameraman from Channel 3, friend of the devils, asking Senator Ron Johnson, second or third time, putting him on the record on the code red. Hell yes, they're going to tie this immigration bill to funding for Ukraine. Tell them about it. Listen close for Jim.
I think it's more important to secure our border and protect America first.
And America is threatened by communist aggression in Ukraine.
We have to secure our border and protect America and Americans first. And the Democrats are not willing to do it. This is unfortunate. You know, three votes, two in committee, one on the floor of the Senate. I offer the amendment, and all I ask is just complete the fence we already bought and paid for. It cost us more not to build that fence than to complete it. Democrats, except for Joe Manchin, voted against that amendment, so we never completed that fence. So obviously, President Biden, Democrats do not want a secure border. We have to force their hand. And their desire for funding the war in Ukraine is the only leverage point we have. And yes, we will use that, because I'll repeat, it's important for us to secure our border and protect Americans and protect our own land.
And I think Jim might have hammered him into even a tighter soundbite later, but you get the gist. Man just made some news. Our plan, our Republican plan, our Senate plan, Brian Stale's making allusions, but he's telling you the truth. Yeah, hell yeah, I ordered the code red. I know he says something different, but, you know, radio.
They would tie this immigration border issue to the Ukraine war fund bill.
And Jim was very explicit. Jim, the cameraman from WISC, like his third shout out today, very explicit in saying, what about Putin? What about the Russian incursion into the Ukraine? You realize this is not some theoretical funding bill just for, you know, more toilet paper, let's say. This is what we're funding. We're trying to keep Putin and democracy alive, right?
You could tell. I mean, Senator Johnson was in Russia during the 4th of July a few years ago, so he probably doesn't see it as a big of a priority, perhaps, as some other folks do.
Well, I had never asked Brian Stile a question, and if there's time, Nate. Let's go to the Brian Stile. And I've posted the video of these questions and answers, a couple of them at least. I might throw a few more on later. Only so much you can take. But here's me, a two-parter for Brian Stile. I believe the question. How do you define securing the border?
Kristen, you had mentioned securing the border. What's that look like in your mind, sir?
Returning many of the policies of the previous administration. It's a return to Mexico policy. that child is separation. Actually finishing construction of the wall, in particular in key segments.
Build that wall.
It's increasing funding and hiring of law enforcement agents, in particular U.S. Customs and Border Protection. And I think the window for us to force this administration, which is an unwilling administration in the first place, I think our opportunity here is on the funding bills as we look out now to the end of the year.
Do you envision tying immigration to the current ongoing resolutions to try and continue to keep the government open? November 17th, I think, a deadline, sir?
I think it'll be part of the broader conversation. I think in particular, we have an opportunity as we look to funding for Ukraine to tie that with the border. I think that's our best opportunity to force the Biden administration to come to the table to actually secure the U.S.-Mexico border.
And I can't add that.
I did ask one more of the congressman. I asked him, let me think. I want to make sure I report accurately to you.
Yes, thank you, Michael. Take your time.
Because he did stutter in reply. Let me think about that one. Maybe I'll come back to it. I'll go to the source material. Make sure I'm accurately descripting why it is I made congressman stutter just a little bit. Oh, I believe it was, again, a follow-up question regarding the keeping the government open part.
Sure. No, he said he's not going to tie it to that. They're going to tie it to Ukraine.
Well, both he and the center, both he and Johnson, were very confident the government was going to stay open. There would be no shutdown.
Oh, really?
And I pointed out that the last two resolutions that were put forth weren't actually voted on, right?
They were
In
pulled.
Fact, they were pulled back due to, let's call them, poison pills.
Something about abortion, something about contraception, you know, very important things.
Well, things that are, so I said, you know, clean resolution? I think you're a I think it went like that. I paraphrase slightly.
Yeah.
I can pull the tape. But I'm not sure if that's going to earn him an exclusive on the Devil's Advocate. You're going to have to tell the truth, sir. Now, the underlying issue. I noted I had watched some of the, not Republican presidential debate, but some of the focus grouping and what some of the people actually reacted to.
Coverage of it afterwards.
And it was surprising. When the Republicans came out strongly and talked about building a wall and locking down and creating border security, even the Democrats responded positively to those messages, that strong message that, I hate to say it wasn't, well, it's probably nationalistic when they're doing it, but I think people do want to see safe and secure borders. And I think the fentanyl problem and the opioid problem is tremendous, and people are dying. And these are real problems. And now it's being blamed, you know, on the immigrant population in Walworth County in no small part. And I saw a graph, Dom. It looked really bad. This one was small, and then it was much bigger on this line.
Yeah.
And I thought, they stole a lot of underwear. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We air the grievances. Yours always welcome here at 844-967-2789. Thank God it's Friday.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 33 overnight under clear skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 54, lows around 32 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It was like we were never gone.
We're always here.
We never
leave.
I barely left the chair, just dropped some stuff. 844-967-2789. It's because I work so damn hard for you today to bring back the news that Jim, the camera guy at WISC, dragged out of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, that the Republicans, especially Ron, plan to hold the Ukrainians hostage to funding their very harsh immigration policies. But The stuff that's not harsh.
Well, hang on now. But Brian Stiles said he wanted to go back to the you're asking the question, what is securing the border look like to you? And one of the
answers,
what Trump did, you know, build the wall, go back to the old policies. Well, one of the old policies was child separation. I mean, is that what Mr. Stiles is suggesting
and
would be?
And it was also the return to Mexico policy, right? Make people stay on that side of the border. There's clearly something broken with the current asylum system. I think there's clearly something broken with the immigration system. Hell, it might have been cameraman Jim that asked, you know, anybody have any appetite to solve any of these
problems?
Well,
I mean, isn't that the thing? Maybe a bipartisan effort to identify. I mean, most people come in here for jobs and life, man. Yes, there are people that, you know, are bringing drugs in, but, you know, we have a big demand for drugs here. Of course, that's going to happen.
Well, I've seen Joe Biden get some economic policies through, but I think he would have to come to the table and say, let's do this. And I think there would be skepticism because, of course, they use this as campaign device.
If it's
right?
A solved issue, it's not a campaign problem, right?
But I mean, Roe v. Wade was great for the Republicans, right up to Dobbs. And when Dobbs overturned Roe v. Wade, guess what? They've been getting the snot beat out of them ever since.
Yeah, weird how people like don't like losing their rights.
Okay, well, if you tell people, be afraid of the others are coming. We don't even know who they are. It's a conspiracy, I tell you. Oh, that's a different thing.
Well, I know we got some sound. Let's get to it because I have some more I want to jump into after perhaps the next.
Well, I've got one more. Me questioning Ron, buddy, Ron, former friend of the Devils. If there are no jobs, the immigrants don't stay, right? they leave. What about the employers? Let's see if I said it half as eloquently as I thought I did in my own brain. Play it for the people, please, Nate.
There's no work here for these immigrants. They go back. They don't stay if they don't have some economic means. So obviously they're finding a way into the employment system. A lot of them through the dairies, I understand, sir. How do we address that? The employer side.
There is work, which is why we need a functioning legal immigration system. So they're working in the above ground economy where they're
Democrats.
You know, again, it's the underground economy where these individuals can be taken advantage of by unscrupulous employers. So we want a legal system. The open border, the illegal flow is preventing us from implementing a fully legal system, which is, again, why you have this robust industry creating fake IDs. That's not the way to go about this. So we've got to fix the, we've got to secure the border, and then we have to establish a functioning legal immigration system.
Sure. You really, you know, these things are, you don't have to do one versus the other, or you can do both at the same time.
Well, must do it first. He was very clear. One does come before the other. First, you secure the border and do everything Trump would do. And we really should probably reelect that guy, right? In his mind.
Well,
and yeah, he never even really liked the guy, did he?
Come on, man. These immigrants are already employed. They're already here.
Yes.
Let's talk about that for just a moment. I want to throw this out here. Found this at the Wisconsin Examiner from last year. And I remember this story. Here's the meat. By some estimates, 80% of the labor on Wisconsin dairy farms is now performed by immigrants. Most of those immigrants, most of them, like 70% of them, are undocumented. And there's no visa program for year-round low-skilled agricultural jobs.
But someone's got to milk those cows,
no,
right?
No doubt.
Someone's
got
to be responsible enough to get up at 4 in the morning.
Those are up. Yeah, tell me about it. I used to work on a farm. And
I heard that once.
These are Republican counties. These are Republican farmers. You know, this
Republican
is,
sheriffs amongst the Republican electeds at the Whitewater Municipal Building. I was there. I know.
But the farms are owned in rural areas. Areas are predominantly Republican.
Yes.
These are, when you talk about these unscrupulous employers that Ron Johnson talks about, these are the very people that voted for Ron Johnson. And they're hiring people because they need the labor. They need to get the work done. Folks are coming here because they want the money, and they'll get up and they'll do the work. They'll do the feeding. They'll milk the cows. They'll haul the waste. No, I mean, I get all that.
The other part that always, you know, we got to bring them into the light through legal immigration, but only after we do all these steps that, you know,
wait.
But here's the point. You could bring so many immigrants that already live here, already are driving on our roads with or without proof of competency behind the wheel, because guess what? You can no longer get a driver's license. That used to be a thing. And they're so damn worried somebody might cast a fake vote, something that would get them a felony and get them shipped out of the country, that all of those laborers that get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, they're also driving around without any proof of insurance because they don't have any.
Right.
license because they can't get one.
And they're getting stopped. They're getting ticketed. And they get deeper and deeper and deeper into the hole. It's all part of that same problem about bringing them into the light. Yes, they're already here. They're already working. They're already employed by Republican dairy farmers in the state of Wisconsin. You could do this tomorrow.
I'm advocating for doing something of that sort, recognizing the quote-unquote illegal immigrant population, as Ron might call them, those that are here without documentation or a current legal path to citizen or whatever status. Well, but guess what? They're already here. They're working.
Just a labor deal would be helpful.
Green cards?
Yes, something.
Driver's license?
Yes.
Because I'm out there on the roads, too, usually on the other end of the 4 a.m., but, you know, I've been out there once or twice.
Yeah, yes.
844-967-2789. Young Cam and Nina. How you doing, Cam?
Hey,
happy
Cam.
Friday, man.
Hey, happy Friday to you guys, too. We're at the end. When I hear any of this immigration stuff, I think of what happens. we know that a lot of these companies use illegal immigrants for the workforce. We know this. What happens when they are being watched so they can't bring in illegal immigrants? They turn to the prison systems and they pull in people that have just gotten out of prison in order to get additional, they get funds from the government for these work programs. But a lot of these people, and I'm not condemning all of them, a lot of these people that come out of the prison system immediately think that they are all that. They think that they're still in prison the way that they act around people that got the jobs through normal means, and they put other people at risk. So honestly, if it were me, I would prefer illegal immigrants working around my loved ones than people straight out of prison looking for a ticket to get back in.
And of course, we hear about a one-off circumstance, and there always is going to be evil things that happens in this world. But if some immigrant perpetrates this crime, it's always amplified through Fox News. It's always amplified through the horror of the pretty blonde girl that was whatevered by illegal immigrants. It's always going to be on the top of the Foxy News. And there's a whole... Go ahead. Your thoughts first.
Okay. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I do try to, I mean, I listen to you guys, but I also try to listen to the other side as much of a headache as it gives me. But for example, I don't even know, like, if I'm allowed to say this, but Audrey Hale, the, I think that was what, Tennessee? They shot up the private school, and the manifesto was being blocked, I think, by the school itself for some reason. But then some conservative person went quote-unquote undercover and was able to pull it, and they released it a couple days ago, the manifesto, and it was not quote-unquote, again, following the left rhetoric. So that's why no one's talking about it. But I get confused why, when we give them crap for that, not talking about the things that they should, we end up kind of doing the same thing here and there. I really haven't seen any normal news sources talking about that. And it gets really confusing because it's like, I can't really bash other people if the people that I listen to are also, you know?
I guess I'm not following you exactly, Cam, that the people on the left are not addressing what, the immigration, the border? I guess it was unclear where you were trying to go there.
I think that the Democrats sometimes talk about immigration kicking and screaming, and the perception, and it's being hammered by Ron Johnson and Brian Stile and these perhaps Republican men of law enforcement, open borders, and I want to scream. Yeah, nobody's got an open borders policy. But what that's shorthand for is it's not your priority. It's not your priority. And for a lot of people, they are affected. And mostly, I think it's through the fentanyl, the crisis. And we don't hear enough conversation. And I think that there are these whole pockets of Americans out there that are suffering because their son OD'd or whatever the case may be. And they want to blame it on someone. And Fox News is, well, it's the cartels, it's the immigrants. Let's build a wall.
I mean, or there could be some, you know, look at history and talk about, you know, the OxyContin and the Slacker family and how these things were given away like candy and got a generation of people addicted on
yeah, but
heroin.
There's a whole new generation that's dying of illicit fentanyl. And the Democrats aren't solving the problems any more than the Republicans are at this point. But I think as an electoral issue, and it's not all horse race politics, Tom, because at some point, if Ron was of goodwill or his ilk was of good ill, if young Brian Stile is of goodwill and he wants to solve this problem and we want to create some sort of format or framework for, let's start with the farm laborer here in the state of Wisconsin, if we could bring them out of the shadows and register them as, you know, citizen in want XYZ23.
Year-round laborers. I mean, you don't even need to address the citizenship issue. if we're talking about getting them out of, quote unquote, out of the shadows.
Well,
you know, come on, the very basics. We're talking about people that are here. These are the ones that we want, quote unquote, right? And these are Republican, generally conservative leaning rural areas that are employing these people, that are employing the laborers.
Mark from the SEC, what's your thought?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And it just occurred to me that I hear the wall again. What it occurred to me is Hadrian's Wall didn't keep the northern barbarians out of southern England, you know, when it was in place, and they had that patrolled constantly. So the wall isn't going to do any good, and it's not going to solve all the issues. What they need to do is set up more legal immigration centers along the border so these people have more places, you know, that can be processed and decisions can be made whether they can come in or not. Because, as has been pointed out, we need to get these people out of the shadows so they can be treated like human beings rather than chattel slaves, which in some cases that's what they're treated as. And that's why I think some of these Republicans don't mind us so much, is because then these people can be taken advantage of and they can use it as a political wedge issue.
Well, as mentioned, Mark, if you solve the problem, then it's not an issue to deal with on the election cycle. Thanks for the call, man.
One other question. I wish I would have had the opportunity to dig a little with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson today. I saw him in Whitewater, him and Brian Stahl. UAW, Ron, what do you think about the ever-increasing wage for the working stiff? You know, as a guy who came from manufacturing, Ron, thanks to unionized labor, right? The American worker getting ahead. Finally, Ron, you're all for it, right?
Right.
I don't know if he would share that sentiment. I think he would perhaps also be for the suppression of the labor collaboration of the unions. Oh, yeah. You know, we don't want the cheap labor either.
Honda giving 11% raises now that passed. Folks, 844-967-2727.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad bought a dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Just like the wild wing dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
Ooh. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's Friday. We aired the grievances. You're welcome to join us at 844-967-2789. Crudy on a road trip. Thanks for doing that, man. Appreciate that. Love to hear what folks have to say. If you don't show up, man, you don't get the story. Bill from Grant County, you don't have to show up, because Crudy did. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, how you guys doing? I appreciate it on a Friday evening. And, you know, I knew a girl and her family that immigrated here from, legally immigrated here from the country of
India. Illegally? I didn't hear you.
She came here and went through the process, and she was legally, but she had to wait quite a while. Just a delightful girl, just a beautiful family. She went through the process, and she paid her dues, believe me. And we've got 8,000 people a day coming in? Really? Come on, Uncle Joe, really?
Bill, what if Joe Biden made it a priority? What if Joe shared your goal that we stem the tide of immigration as much as we could, that we somehow created some sort of format a green card, something that those that did enter the country at least were monitored, because I hear the people from law enforcement in Walworth County today saying, we don't know who they are until we have our first police encounter with them. So, Bill, would that change your attitude about Joe Biden, or would you just find a different reason not to like him?
Well, I wouldn't vote for Uncle Joe if he was running for dog catcher.
So it's not the policy. You don't like Joe, but let's talk about the policy for a minute.
We don't know.
Yes, sir.
We don't know who's coming over the border. We don't know if they're terrorists. They're from India. They're from Pakistan. They're from Afghanistan.
I heard Ron make these points already today.
We don't have a clue who these people are.
Well, I would disagree with you to some degree here, Bill, because apparently, according to ProPublica, we've talked about this before, Wisconsin is home to about 70,000 undocumented immigrants. Wisconsin. So let's talk about Wisconsin. You know what? A lot of those folks, as we talked about the statistics here, work on rural Wisconsin dairy farms. A lot of those rural Wisconsin dairy farms are in red counties, Bill. So some of your friends and perhaps your family and those folks that you politically agree with are the reason why folks are coming here, because they can get a job, man. No, so don't you think it's just as important for you to perhaps, if you know some folks that are in there, you're calling the cops on them, Bill?
I'm not going to call the cops on nobody, but they got to come here legally.
But here's the point, you know, Bill. And your friends and your political allies are hiring them for cheap labor, Bill.
And they need the labor.
You know, and
because the kids from Wisconsin don't want to work on the farm so much anymore.
Okay, on my closing note, an illegal is not a sick bird. Good night.
Okay, Bill. But thanks for not addressing the very specific issue that matters. If we're talking about immigrants coming to this country, and we have 70,000 here in the state of Wisconsin, lots of dairy farms, most of the labor on the dairy farms, as documented, are done by undocumented immigrants, mostly from Latin America. I don't look at this as anyone's fault per se. People want to work. Labor is coming in. They want to get paid. People on the farm, be it conservative or progressive, working on a farm, they need labor. There's a lot of work to do on a farm. You can't do it if you're not having 15 kids and you can't force them to work. It's a whole lot harder these days.
Yeah, but someone is being blamed. The Biden administration clearly is being blamed.
Well, sure, but listen.
Open borders policy.
Nah, that's the today thing. You know, it'll be something else tomorrow. The point is, we have a mixture right here in the state of Wisconsin that is ripe for fixing. We have willing participants on the left and the right. We have people that are literally working on the farms that want the money, that are taking care of their families. These are the best of situations. These are the easiest kinds of scenarios to solve, man. That's what we got to focus on. If you worry about, we got to stop every kilo from coming over, I mean, we can try. Good luck with that.
But my thought is, we know Republicans want, you know, big fences and Mexico is going to pay. And we know Trump ginned them all up, right? All the murderers and rapists, and I'm sure very nice people coming from Mexico. If Democrats are sincere and they want to solve this problem, and obviously it's going to be hard going into an election year, I don't think we're going to see a solution for 2024, let's say. But we could do some of this stuff on a state level. Now, I know I saw Ron Johnson. I saw Brian Stile today. These are federal electeds. And I don't know if the state of federal politics in election year with a 51-49 and Joe Manchin on his way out the door is going to lend itself to, you know, any sort of broad immigration.
Yeah, there's always a reason not to get something done.
Dude, I don't know if they're going to keep the government open past next weekend.
Oh, come on. You heard the Republicans today. Didn't they tell you? Yeah, they're going to.
They were very confident.
Yeah.
They weren't going to burn it down.
Uh-huh,
but
and as Wisconsin I mentioned, Wisconsin was going to beat Indiana.
That's my bold sports trash talking prediction. But Brian Stile, when questioned how they hadn't even put, you know, a resolution on the floor for a vote yet, kind of gave me the
Mike.
I hope he comes on. 844-967-2789. Even if your complaint, Congressman, is I asked too many pointed questions. I did so mostly with a smile on my face.
Well, that's the whole point. They should be pointed questions. Otherwise, we're just playing. Hey, Jake from Eureka, we'll get you up. Thanks for calling, Jake. What do you got today?
You know, if that last caller is so concerned about shutting down the narcotics importation business, the first step is throwing Donald Trump Jr. in jail so he can stop buying so much cocaine. My question is, speaking of
allegedly,
where are all these, you know, Eastern European prostitutes that are making their way to Mar-a-Lago coming from? Which country specifically? I mean, Slovenia, Slovakia, Hungary, which does not border Russia, by the way. And, you know, probably Russia. Russia is the most likely location for most of these Eastern European prostitutes.
Where did Melania come from?
You know, Donald Trump's enjoyment.
Did Melania's family literally get here through chain migration?
Yes, that's my understanding.
Yeah.
Her parents got to the United States.
By the way, Melania made it into America on the Einstein visa. Did you hear about this? She got in on an intellectually based visa.
Well, I don't care. Do you, Jake? Thanks for the call, man.
I bet she thought she married better than she did, you know, financially. She wakes up feeling rich.
Yeah.
I read an article about Melania at the Washington Post today. Apparently a quite private person. My wife wouldn't go out in public much either if she's married to you know who. We expect a fine author coming next. Charlotte Dennett talking oil policy in the Middle East. I hear, Dom, lots of oil under the Gaza.
Ooh.
Could that precipitate a war? Question mark.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never, never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do it.
I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in the, like really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on. Where
every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC Tell, that's 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubble, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 a.m. and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of